It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 28th day of September, the 271st day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Let's see. 365 minus 271. Quick, you math geniuses out there. How many days left in 2019? Well, I can't hear you. Okay, now I do. Very good. There are 94 days left in 2019. How'd you do with those 2019 resolutions? Ready to try again in 94 short days? My friends, the Sound Kitchen mailbag is overflowing with your letters. So today I'll skip the hors d'oeuvre and get right to the plat principal, the main course, the quiz. On the 3rd of August, I talked to you about a very brave young woman I had the fortune to meet here in Paris. She won the Jacques Chirac Foundation Prize for the Prevention of Conflict in 2016. Her name is Golale Ismail. Here's her voice.
Taso aurai, Susan's B, the Sound Kitchen program ki Radio France International Sara.
You can hear more of that lovely and courageous voice anytime you like. I put the link to the Sound Kitchen show she was on the RFI English Sound Kitchen webpage, as well as on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page. Golale Ismail is a young Pakistani women's activist and ethnic Pashtun. She got sidewise with the Pakistani government this year. Pakistan's security services accused Ms. Ismail of several serious offenses, including sedition, financing terrorism, and defaming state institutions. Why? Last January, she aired allegations on Facebook and Twitter that government soldiers had raped or sexually abused many Pashtun women. She also joined protests led by an ethnic Pashtun rights protest movement known as PTM. PTM has called the Pakistani security forces to account for extrajudicial killings and other injustices. Needless to say, Pakistan's military has tried to crush PTM. In August, when I asked you the question about her, no one had seen her in 2 months, although the authorities had raided more than once her family's home, taking away computers, mobile phones, and the family's driver, who was drugged and severely beaten. Golale Ismail's father, who is very proud of his daughter's activism, warned her not to speak up about the rape allegations against the army. He knew it was extremely dangerous to provoke the military. He told the New York Times, and I quote, "But she got very harsh with me and said, I am a human rights activist. I have to stand with them." Golale, with her younger sister Saba, put together an organization in 2002, which is active in the northwest and tribal areas of Pakistan. They work to strengthen the leadership capacity of young women and girls so that they can be agents for social change in their communities. Golale was only 16 years old when she founded the organization. Now she's in her early 30s, and she's worked tirelessly since then. She and her sister and the other young women who work with them have trained thousands of other women about their rights, on peace building, on how to run for and to hold electoral office, and they work with at-risk youths to keep them from extremism. I asked you on the 3rd of August to write in with the name of the organization she founded in 2002, and the answer is Aware Girls. If you want to know more about Golale and Saba Ismail's organization, it's very easy. Just type Aware Girls into your browser and their website pops right up. You may not want to do that if you're in Pakistan right now, but everyone can do their part. Live peacefully and in harmony with the people around you. recognize and promote the independence and education of the women and girls around you. After 4 months of hiding, the New York Times just reported that Golale Ismail is out of Pakistan. She's in the U.S., where she's seeking political asylum. So she's safe. But she's sad, too. She loves her country and did not want to leave. And she's terribly worried about her parents. But death or jail is what she faced in her beloved country. At least now she can continue to work towards women's and girls' rights. Not the same as being in her community, but I'm really glad she made it out alive. She so moved me when I met her. It's not often one meets such a brave, determined, truth and justice lover like Golale Ismail. May she continue her work. May Pakistani women and men continue to benefit and grow from the work she's done in her country. Again, the name of Golale and Saba Ismail's organization is Aware Girls. The organization works for women's equality and peace in Pakistan, mainly in the northwest and tribal areas of the country. The winners of this week's quiz are mainly from listeners in Pakistan. There's Shahzad Shabir, the president of the Pak France International Listeners Club in District Sahiwal. There's Mehan Khan Lagari from Sindh. And from District Chinio, there's Razia Khalid, a member of the RFI 7 Stars Listeners Club. Moving over to India, Masumi Khatun from the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad is a winner this week, as is RFI Listeners Club member Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi. Jayanta Chakrabarty sent in a note with his quiz answer. He wrote, "I salute Golale, perhaps the most youthful and courageous Pashtun human rights defender, for her noble cause. I have come to know that Golale Ismail has also developed a youth peace network, which is dedicated to training young people in human rights and leadership skills, advocating increased participation of women in politics, and encouraging mutual respect between people of different faiths in Pakistan." That's right, Jayanta. She's an amazing young woman. There was a note from Hans Werner Lolica about her, too. Hans is a retired Lutheran pastor who lives in Denmark. You often hear about him on the Sound Kitchen. Hans wrote that there were very few Christians in that area, but that, and I quote, "For many years, Danish missionaries worked as teachers and cultural workers in the area. From my former congregation in Nakskov, we had a very brave lady. For 10 years, she led a girls' vocational training center with the boarding school. She fought to give each girl some skills to survive in a male-dominated society. And for Golale Ismail, she's to be admired and supported. We can support her with our good and just and compassionate actions."
आप सुन रहे हैं सोजन ओविंसबी को साउंड किचन के साथ.
Another quiz about a brave young woman, this time a young Swedish one, Greta Thunberg. This young woman, or girl really, she's only 16, is a tireless environmental campaigner focusing on the risks of climate change. And what a girl! You know about the youth demonstrations worldwide for action on climate change. That's her. I hope your country's youth were out. This week, Greta Thunberg was in New York for the Youth Climate Change demonstration last Friday and for the climate change conference scheduled at the UN this past Monday. Woo! She delivered a fiery speech condemning the nations for not doing enough. Did you see it? I totally agree with her. She followed that up by filing a formal complaint at the UN against 5 countries. I want you to tell me which 5 countries Greta Thunberg, along with 15 other petitioners from 12 different countries, filed a complaint against at the UN this week. How did they do it? Under which convention were the 15 activists able to file that complaint? Which convention do they accuse the 5 countries of not upholding? Again, write in with the names of the 5 countries targeted by Greta Thunberg and 15 other children in a formal complaint to the UN. And what is the UN convention they accuse the 5 countries of not upholding? And of course, you can find the answers in articles on the RFI English website page, rfienglish.com. You have until the 11th of November to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 16th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
As promised, listener news. I had a wonderful article sent to me by club member Muhammad Nasir from Nigeria. It was about the most traveled Nigerian, a very interesting man named Alhaji Abdullahi Isa. He died quite recently, unfortunately. Muhammad Nasir wrote that he really wished I had had a chance to have interviewed him, and so do I. Listen to all the countries this man traveled to: Iceland, Canada, Greenland, Faroe Island, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Kathmandu, Sweden, Nova Scotia, all over South America as well as the U.S. My goodness, I think he maybe holds the record of the most traveled human, not just most traveled Nigerian. And of course, Alhaji Abdullahi Isa spoke 10 languages. Only 10, mind you. Ah, rest in peace, Alhaji Abdullahi Isa. No. Happy travels on the other side, Alhaji Abdullahi Isa. And thanks, Muhammad, for sending that article. Greet your family for me. I asked on Facebook what September is like in your part of the world. Here, it's back to school, back to work, and tax time, so Parisians are a bit grumpy. Actually, not too much. We've been having splendid weather, so that helps. Seems most everyone has the same September world over. Salim Akhtar from District Chinio in Pakistan wrote, "In our area, September is always boring because there is stillness of air and closeness of atmosphere. Our schools have opened after summer holidays from August 14th. There is work, work, and work." Salim Al-Sari from Iraq says it's back to school there too, and it's the same in Liberia. Hiram Menno wrote that there is also heavy rain in Liberia this month. Everyone okay, Hiram? Weather change for Mehar Abdul Sattar Salfi from Lahore, Pakistan as well. He says he's back to work, but he doesn't mind. It's cooler in his office in the city than it was in his village. Since he wrote, there's been a terrible earthquake mainly affecting Lahore. Are you okay? Write and let us know. So, what about October, everyone? What's October like in your part of the world? Write and let us know.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Before we go, I have a request that you send me your musical requests. Instead of playing old interviews as replays when I'm not in the kitchen cooking for you, I'll put your musical requests on. Sounds good? Does to me. So to your pens, my friends, send me your music requests. Okay, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Guillaume, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. I'll play you out with the one and only Aretha Franklin. This is J.B.F. Wright's Precious Memories, a classic American gospel song. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Every now and then you gonna get a little lonely.
Yes, you are. Yes, you will.
But the truth, the real truth, the real truth of Jesus, love is told.
Yeah, unfollowed.